You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now we have the Child Poverty Action Group health spokesperson, Professor Asher. Child Poverty Action Group commends the government's new Better Public Services health targets, which it says it has improving child wellbeing at the heart. 95BFM reporter Kelly Enright began by asking about the Better Public Service targets and why 2012 was so successful in that regard.
Well, the 2012 Better Public Service target for immunisation has been highly successful, and we now have our immunisation rates in children up to an adequate level to protect our children against disease. But the rheumatic fever one was not so successful. The reduction in rheumatic fever rates were not nearly what was expected, and I think that's because the key risk factor for rheumatic fever is overcrowding, and I don't think there were any measures put in place to reduce overcrowding. They just had a treatment of sore throats in school program, which was helpful but not nearly helpful enough because the underlying cause of overcrowding wasn't addressed.
So the Child Poverty Action Group has said that they commend the government on, you know, the new targets for 2017. What do you think is the most crucial target that needs to be met, or the most urgent?
To reduce the number of hospital admissions to children for preventable diseases, and we commend that target. It's really important, that target, because we have very high rates of admissions to hospital for children for preventable diseases. Those rates are going up, and those rates anyway are higher than other comparable countries, about twice as high. So we've really got a lot of work to do to get those rates down, and so it requires a package of policies to improve incomes across the board for low-income families, and to provide healthy housing for all children, as well as providing adequate health care. So the solutions to reducing hospital admissions do not lie only within the health service. They also lie very, very much so in the living conditions that people find themselves in. And we all know there's a lack of healthy housing for children. And we also all know that there is no comprehensive plan in New Zealand to rectify that. There's a few initiatives here and there, but really we don't have a comprehensive plan to get all New Zealand children into healthy housing. And that's just a mandatory common sense. For example, I asked a paediatrician visiting from Sweden 2 years ago if he'd ever seen any children, if there were any children in Sweden living in cold, damp homes, and he looked at me as if I was crazy. And he said, I think there was one building once which was found to be damp, and it was pulled down by the government and replaced. So we have a particularly bad problem in New Zealand that's making children sick. So we do need to attend in several ways. The package of things that helps children's health and wellbeing is healthy housing, adequate incomes, ready access to basic health care and education, and we need to attend to all of those if we're really going to make a difference to children's health and wellbing in society.
Awesome.
It's vital for our future.
I mean you've pretty much answered my next question, but do you have anything sort of to add on? You know, the government have said that they're not going to be releasing, you know, specifics of how they're going to be achieving these targets until they release the budget on the 25th of May, but I mean specifically what would you like to see done, or what do you think is an action that they should take?
Right, the first thing they need to do is to provide adequate incomes to the lowest earners or the lowest income families, and the group that's most severely disadvantaged are those supported by income support benefits, those families with parents with children, and they need to index the child-related tax credits to inflation and wages, just like the government's national superannuation is for the elderly. It needs to be the same for children, to bring it up to modern day levels, and at the same time apply that child-related tax credit for parents who are working to, and you apply that to any amount of work that the parents do, because at the moment you have to work quite strict work hours to get that child-related tax credit. We think that's plainly wrong. So does the ruling of the court. So they found that was discrimination, but the government has allowed what it wishes, and it's time it put more money in the pockets of parents who are struggling very hard, that those parents will spend the money on their children. And the other thing is that we need to have a comprehensive cross-party plan to get all New Zealanders into healthy housing, and that requires money and political will. So we expect to see those two things addressed, and of course as well we do need to see children aged 13 to 17 getting free healthcare and prescriptions just like their younger children. Those children also have major health needs like mental health issues, serious infections and so on. They all need to have free access to the doctor.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.